I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. When you live far from home, it's easy to miss how things move on without you. It's something writer Deepak Singh noticed the last time he went to visit his family in Lucknow in India. He's back in the U.S. now, but he's been thinking a lot about his home in India and in the U.S. and how it's all starting to blur.
Every time I go back to visit my parents in Lucknow, India, I feel as though the city is changing beyond recognition. Every year, historic mansions give way to multi-story shopping malls. Chevy and Ford SUVs cram the already crowded streets. Roadside scrap dealers, street vendors, housemaids, everyone has a cell phone now. Cash-rich Indians dress up to go to McDonald's and Pizza Hut as they become new landmarks in the city. This summer, when I was walking around town, I found out that my favorite chai shop now sells beer and wine, but no more chai. Disappointed, I walked some more and saw someone smiling at me. It was my old tailor, who recognized me and invited me in. I noticed he didn't have a measuring tape around his neck. His shop looked different, more upscale. He told me tailoring is not his main focus anymore. He handed me a shirt with the American brand Arrow on the collar. "I sell ready-made garments now," he said with a grin. I was happy to see him doing well, but sorry to see his old profession die. A few days later, I was sitting in my parents' living room, watching my daughter glued to Dora the Explorer on their flat-screen TV. For a second, I thought I was back in America. But I was soon reminded that I was still in Lucknow, when all of a sudden darkness filled the room. Power cut. Now that I really am back in the U.S., I often have dreams that mix up place and time. And I wake up wondering, where am I? India or America? Today I woke up to find my daughter watching Dora the Explorer on a flat-screen TV. I sat in my bed and looked on, dazed. After a few seconds, I realized she was watching TV in my home in South Bend, Indiana. Her show was playing, no power cut here. And then I thought about Lucknow. It is still home to me, but it's definitely not the city I left 10 years ago.
That's writer Deepak Singh. He lives in South Bend, Indiana.